previously the VP of Memory Technology at Toshiba American Electronic Components. So he's worked on a number of different lithography points in flash memory technology, 70, 56, 43, and 32 nanometer parts. He's worked at Toshiba on memory for over 30 years, including 20 years on DRAM, where he acted as a lead design for application-specific memories. So we're glad to have him talk here. We also have who's worked actually both on hard disk drives as well as flash memory. He's a leading strategic researcher in the next generation medical data center initiatives. And his research activities in particular focus on new storage and computer architecture with an emphasis on genomic and brain neurosciences. So he has 3 years experience, also a strong R&D background in storage. He was involved in the development of the world's first perpendicular magnetic recording hard disk drive product, the creation of a spin-based giant magnetoresistive head, also for magnetic recording, and also worked on NAND-based hybrid drives. He has an advisory role in Japan's national project for spintronics. That's a technology for building devices using this magnetic spins of electrons. And he holds a PhD and MSCE from Tohoku University in Japan, and also he's been a research scientist at the University of Minnesota Center for Micromagnetics and Information Technology. Go Gophers! Okay, with that, I bring you the Toshiba speakers.
We made a press release introducing our new storage solution called Flash Matrix. That's the first part of the topic which Tanaka-san will present. And I'll go back in 10 minutes or so and talk about the many updates of our innovation in the drive and the chip level technology. So let me start with the Tanaka-san part. And I'll be back. See you later. Arigato. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, let's start. We are living in the IoT world. We're in the middle of the IoT. And the sensors everywhere, the source of the data, everywhere. We can enjoy the data, processing, the store. That makes the big money. And the manufacturing. So we use this sensor to capture the data and make a real-time feedback to the process or improve the production efficiency and quality as well. Looking at the retail, so we learn the history, past history of the purchase pattern, the make and model of the purchase pattern, and see the gap between the model and what's going on in real time. So fill the gap, make a feedback to apply to the better service to the customer. That is more on quality of service. Or healthcare, this is a very important part. We use sensors and the mobile products, gadgets, to monitor how people behave and Precise diagnosis will help us to be healthy, much healthier and better. And especially in the predictive medicine will help you, like your living quality of the life even better. This is also a quick turnaround looking back to your health or living. The cyber security is very critical. You may remember the big news and the hackers getting into the system in a big company. We have to detect on the fly, we have to track it on the fly, we have to disconnect on the fly in a very short time of period. This is very critical for the society security of society. So those are the big chunk of things we have to manage. Our challenges are scalability because the number of data, the tons of data is now being increased. As well as the data latency is a very key factor for those stuff. I'd like to show a beautiful example, very interesting example. This is a genome. Let's remember 7 years ago, new generation DNA sequencer was developed. Since then, the cost of the sequencing genome drastically went down. In the last 7 years, the cost per raw megabase of DNA went down by a factor of 10,000. That provided us better, a wider opportunity for us to, or for MDs and scientists to check our DNA to have the customized personalized medicine for better health. In turn, genome data is exponentially goes up. It's much faster than Moore's law. What happened? Compute power or computing processing power or storage power cannot catch up. So we have a big gap between it. So this is what we have to fill as a storage and computing power supply of this world. So our challenges are volume, velocity, and the variety, as well as the scalability. Always, those stuff are sometimes trade-offs, but we have to overcome them. So how we can do it? This is the most interesting part of it. We have had the data processing power in some part of the entire system. Let's say cloud has a power of the processing and analyzing. We supply the big chunk of data to the center of the cloud. Through this network, sometimes it's a big headache as a traffic. So one of the ideas is to bring the processing power to the edge, much closer to the source of the data. So we have a very short turnaround time to analyze, make a feedback to the real world, which is closer to the sensor. So bring to the edge, of course we have to have a huge capacity at the same time. And for additional systems, covered with some amount of the storage, and those are connected through the network, we can do it, we can extend it. However, we have to have a huge, huge chunk of network fabric on top of it. This is very complicated. Actually, this is overhead of the system. Instead of this, minimize the bottleneck, we have developed a new architecture. Architecture makes a difference. Not just switching the storage device to a faster RAM storage things. We have new architecture. This is an advanced architecture. Look at this. The center part of this is a full chunk of the NAND flash. But each NAND has a control power to coordinate the traffic of the other matrix. And look at the both edges of the picture. These are CPU, the cluster of CPU connected to the matrix. That will provide the multiple paths to access the data. So this is a new structure. All active data is stored in NAND flash, which is fast, and all flash is in matrix configuration. Each NAND node, with the NAND module node, has a full data path to link the neighboring module. So that will create the multiple paths, a huge number of opportunity of the path in connection. One big data space is addressable as a single address space, which is very convenient, simple. And all CPU can access all of the data in parallel to minimize the bottleneck or congestion throughout the traffic. No single point of failure. What a nice thing it is. We say it's a super converged infrastructure, pretty new architecture with the NAND flash to maximize the performance of the non-volatile NAND flash. So we integrate compute and the flash in an optimized way, and totally the one big module have 192 CPU cores and 384 FPGA co-processors embedded. Plus, power saving equivalent to a conventional system, power saving is approximately 20% of it, one fifth of it. All components is embedded into 2U units. So it goes into the rack. And this can stack up to your 14 enclosures. This is a flash matrix. Entire capacity goes up to a 336 terabyte of the NAND, and the CPU cores are more than 2600, and the processor is more than 5300. It's a huge, huge chunk of not only the storage device, but also the computing power required. So flash matrix powers up not only the cloud center, but also the edge. That is more powerful for entire system to bring the quick feedback to the edge, which needs the information from the data. Short time, turnaround, and quick feedback to the real world. This is how flash matrix works. The core body of the flash matrix is a NAND flash. In order to chase the high performance and the low power, so we will have TSV or through silicon via structure. That is great stuff to enhance the power and the low, enhance the performance and the low power. For the density, we have QLC Big Flash. It's a 3D NAND flash memory that I'd like to hand out to Jack for detail about the NAND.
Okay, back to you folks. Thanks for waiting. So, how to make this newly introduced flash matrix system work? That all thanks to our newly innovated the drive level and the component level. Here's the quite a few updates for you to compare with the last year. So the high-end direction with the newly introduced TSV interface technology, it's now getting stronger and stronger. So the roadmap-wise, we have just extended the current year up to the 2019. Now we have a new machine that is more layer stacking with the 3D memory right now. So that is shown here. We'll show you the picture later, but 1066 more than 1 gigabits with the higher density of 512 gigabits. We have achieved the highest density available with the 3D VIX. I'll have another extension of the roadmap going up to the 1.3 terabyte per second with the double density such as 1 terabit in the year 2019. So here's the update for you. And more hardware data available. And we recently got the 3D VIX-based TSV interface flash memory that is achieving higher data rate over 1 gigabps, and also the highest density with the one package achieving 1 terabyte. Also the very, very low power thanks to the both the circuit design and also the TSV technology. That is achieving the latest VIX-based TSV NAND flash. And here's a picture. This is a newborn baby, so she's very shy, so she's gone. I'm sorry. So this technology will improve the advantage of my VIX flash and the new interface technology. Thank you very much for your patience. So the update in the picture, including the 3D structure and the more die stacking size, we have recently achieved the double number of die stacking, namely 32 die stack per package, achieving 1 terabyte per package. That's a huge, huge advantage. And maintaining the same signal integrity, having a good, maintaining a good data size. And like you see, the 30 die stack is already achievable, and some different picture, like a 3D X-ray picture, is available. So this is now becoming real. And more hardware data has been available. This is a component level comparison between the non-TSV bond wire based versus TSV. So here's the comparison in terms of the power dissipation. The orange part is the NAND core circuit operation, and the blue portion is the non-IO circuitry operation. So in both ways, both in the read and write sequential operation cases, the power reduction is outstanding. This is a recently available real hardware database. Both read and write shows down to or up to 45% reduction. How about write level? Yes, we do that data. We have the data. That is the